Peddling pork for Patties. That's been my job now for years, but let me tell you, Patties is in the go big or go home business. So we not only have the restaurant that serves 50 to 60,000 people in just the month of December, we also have 8 boutiques, a bar and grill, hotel, bed and breakfast, liquor store, miniature golf, and now moonshine. And my name is Ann, and let me tell you, there are some stories to tell. I will have special guests to help me tell you all about the ins and outs and ups and downs of Peddling Pork. Be sure and join us. You never know what we're going to be talking about. Hey, everybody. How are you today? This is Ann with Peddling Pork with Patties podcast. We may have to change that one day, Beth.
We'll get too old to say that one day.
Too old. I'm there. We've hit it. We've hit the day. That is a ringer right there. And every time we say it, we have to giggle on it. So, and gag on it a little bit. So, first of all, today we have an awesome, awesome day planned on our little podcast.
Podcast. There you go.
Did you just write that down?
Yes.
It's a pork cast.
It's a pork cast.
Dave, make notes, please.
Yes.
But we are also here today, and we have invited Mr. Lee Vervoort. Am I saying that?
You got it.
Vervoort.
You're a natural.
I like that. What is that? What is that?
That's Dutch.
Dutch.
Yes.
That's cool. I like that. You kind of look Dutch.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Born in Michigan.
Yes. Born in Saginaw in 1970.
And, a good even year.
It is. I like that. You know, that gave me the opportunity to be a Gen X and grow up in the 80s and live the best decade ever.
Oh, that's true. Absolutely. I agree. I'm 1 year older than you, so I was right there. I said we kind of went to school. Even though we were born in Michigan, you were raised in Western Kentucky.
That's true, yes.
So right down the road from us.
Yep.
Went to high school at
Trigg County.
We're going to go, woohoo,
Trigg County.
Class of 88. Now, I was class of 87, Marshall County. We got Beverly over here. We're just talking away, Bev. Sorry.
It's okay. I was class of 82.
There you go.
Laurel County.
Well, there we're all in the good counties, aren't we?
Yes.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
We'll get around to the new pork cast we just developed here. So, first of all, how did you get to Patty's 1880 settlement today?
Not drove.
He drove his truck.
I was hitchhiking.
Did you drive your motorcycle?
No, I drove my truck today. It was supposed to rain. It did rain early this morning, and it may rain again, so I just brought the truck.
Well, you just ruined our whole photo.
No, because the truck has meaning, too.
Okay.
It does. It's sentimental to me. It was Phil Everly's truck. He owned it for many years.
That's awesome.
Phil Everly of the Everly Brothers.
Wow. Well, and it does. We'd rather have that then. Sorry. Well, your motorcycle can have another day. Yes. We'll take a picture of that. So, you got here in Phil's truck.
Yes.
But how did you find the settlement?
I've known about the settlement for several years. And I guess probably the main reason I started getting out this way is the new distillery being built here and just helping distribute this new product, Georgette Jones Appleseed Whiskey, and they'll be on Moonshine.
Oh, wow.
So I've been working on that with my buddy Spencer over in Hardin.
Yeah, I know. And I've known Spencer. I'm from around that part.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So we're excited about that. The new distillery, I think they're going to begin construction soon. So that's just great. I couldn't think of a better location.
Oh, I know. When we started talking with Silent Brigade Distillery.
Our Moonshine.
Yes, it does. And we have the best partnership with them. I mean, they are two great guys. How long now, Bev?
At least 3 years.
Yeah.
2 years.
We've done a lot.
Yeah.
Six Moonshines?
Yes.
In 2 years?
Yeah.
So they've done well. And so you're going to be a face over here at Silent Brigade?
In a matter of speaking, yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
I was actually talking to John. I think I'm going to help him finish out the inside of the building. You know, I have a construction background.
Oh, cool.
So, that'll be exciting, too, because I'll help, be a part of the actual building itself.
Yeah.
So that's really
How
cool.
big do you know? Do you know anything about the specs at all, what they're building?
I have a general idea. I'm not sure exactly what it entails, but I'll find out.
21 feet tall. I know that.
21 feet tall.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. That's a good thing.
Can we see the sunset?
Boy, I don't know. We might have to buy air rights or something.
Oh, man. I can see the sunset from there. The gorgeous sunsets here in town. Well, we're glad that you somehow made your way through a truck, motorcycle, and you made it to us today. And so what we're here to talk about, though, is what has been one of the most exciting things you've ever done in your life.
Well, I'm going to have to go with the film industry. Even though that's it's a hard job like anything else, the hours are long and you have a lot of responsibilities in the industry when you're an actor, stuntman, or working behind the camera. I mean, the crew members, I'm just going to give a great big shout to crew members on film sets because they work extremely hard.
And behind the scenes.
Yeah. They're constantly moving equipment, setting things up, and that takes a lot of work.
Where you have downtime, they really don't, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. So did lots of new friends, lots of new, I guess, contacts too.
Yeah, absolutely. I've met a lot of people over the years, some pretty famous people that I've had the opportunity to work with. And you meet so many different people from different walks of life on a film set. It kind of, it's opened your eyes to who all's out there. Right. You meet some really interesting people.
Not everybody is a superstar. I mean, you know those people. You know what I mean, though? You know of those people. But there's so many in the back that are just as much, hadn't had that rise to shine yet, hadn't had that call, you know. But they're as good as the star. And you get to meet those.
Everybody's important on set. Because without, background extras, main actors, crew members, it takes all of that to make something into a production.
Right. And the same thing that frees us back to here at Patty's, the dishwashers, the housekeepers.
Exactly.
You know, it's every part of it. It's the wheel doesn't turn without them all. So
very true.
So it's a neat way to look at things when you look at the back end more than we always try to, don't we? We always, the backstory is always the story I like.
Yeah.
I like the underdog. I like the backstory. I like all those things. So tell us, and you were a savior. Is that how that's?
I was on the Walking Dead television series for 3 seasons as a background extra.
Filmed, where's that filmed?
That was in Senoia, Georgia.
Wow.
That was very exciting. I've been in the industry for over 18 years, but I guess this is my little claim to fame.
Well, tell us what filming is. Is filming 6 days straight? Is it 3 days? I want the backstory. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Normally, if you're working on a set, now as an actor, they need you only when you are scheduled to appear in a scene.
Right.
But when you are on, like, say, for example, working behind the camera as a crew member, you literally work 6 or 7 days a week. I mean, it's very, very time consuming. The average day is about 12 hours long.
Wow.
I have worked behind the camera as long as 16, 17 hours a day.
Lord.
I've actually done that.
It's crazy. Just to get a shot done because of the time frame?
It takes time. They have to set everything up for just a few seconds of footage, and then they have to tear that down and get a different angle or set up multiple cameras. There's so much that goes into this, you have no idea. It's kind of crazy.
Well, now that we do have a little bit of an idea because we filmed a large production here. Did we?
No, yes.
It was called The Wizard. No, what was it called?
The Boss of Patty Land.
The Boss of Patty Land.
Gotcha.
Now, this was how many day? 3 day shoot? Yeah. He had to break it up and break it down and break it up and break it down. But he, and then when you put in all these characters that, that we can't get him because he's making the bread right now and she's in the pies and, so those we were trying to do. So Bev and I, we did get that one under and it got lots of views and we had the ball doing that one. But back to you, how many seasons?
Season 6, 7, and 8.
So that's over how many years then, is that?
That probably, it was sporadic. I say I started in November of 15, and then I think my last time on set was around, I think mid-late 2017.
Wow.
It was whenever the season 8 premiere.
Right.
Which was also episode 100 of the series. That was the last time you saw me on the show.
Oh, you went out with a bang.
I certainly did. It was pretty cool. I was kind of sad, like, oh, they're going to, blow us up and everything. But I had the opportunity. I had a different motorcycle at the time, and I got to use it on the show, which was really cool. So, and you can see me clear as day. We're leaving Negan's compound, and we're behind two cars. So they're out searching for the Alexandrians, But they have a trap set up. And I'm probably spoiling this for all you people that haven't seen it yet. So
stop
just
listening, you know, now.
Fast forward.
We don't have that many. But we're gaining listeners now.
Yeah. But yeah, they set up they had a trap set up for us at this little bitty section of a small town. And then the two cars in front of us, they blow up, they flip over. And then the insinuation is that we also blew up.
Wow.
So definitely.
So does all that blow up in front of you? Is there pyromaniacs?
Pyrotechnics.
Pyromaniacs.
Pyromaniacs. Probably some of those too.
I hear it too. Well, that's so cool though. I mean, yeah, again, you'd never see that, you know? That's just not something.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. It was a really good experience too, because everybody was really organized. And I got to work with some of the stars on the set directly, which was really cool. Greg Nicotero, he directed some of the episodes, and he was like the coolest guy ever. You know, he's just down to earth. He's all business, but he's down to earth.
Yeah.
And I got to meet him right there on set. He was actually standing next to me, and he looked like he was really, really deep in thought about something. And then he just turns his head and he says, "Hey, I'm Greg Nicotero. How you doing?" "Hey, brother, I'm Lee. What's happening?"
Just he snapped out of his thought.
We're just all standing around, you know, fixing to shoot something. So.
Is this so it's in the same setting every time, and they just change the set, or do you guys move?
It's there's different locations, but they're all basically in the same area. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's awesome. So, Bev, you watched the final?
No.
No, you couldn't.
I couldn't. I'm the Hallmark. I could watch Hallmark Christmas movies 24/7, 365.
Drinking moonshine.
Drinking moonshine, yes, while I watch them.
Perfect of choice.
That's right.
That's her moonshine.
But, yeah, so. I tried to watch it, but it was just a little bit too gory for me.
It's a man. Is it a man's show, maybe? My husband.
Well, I think it's a show for everybody because there's billions of fans. I mean,
there are.
When I was working on the show, it was the number one show in the world. Wow. So, and it's not for everybody.
And that's why
I
wanted to watch it. And I tried. But, I mean, when they were at the slaughterhouse and they
she
had
has
them all
bad
lined
dreams.
Up. Yeah.
She has bad dreams.
Oh.
I was just like, no, I can't watch
it. And
this
we don't need Bev on. We need Bev with nothing. No bad dreams.
No. It reflects on me.
It does. She carries it with her. So working in construction in Nashville, what did you do in Nashville?
Well, actually, I did construction work when I was in Trigg County before I left for Nashville. And when I went to Nashville, I worked for a small company there, not far from where I lived. Uh-huh. But that was an opportunity to look for something to do in the film industry and get started. And my mother lived in Nashville, actually, too. So I was, you know, got to be close to her and help her out when she needed it. So that worked out great. But my boss was really, really nice about letting me take time off to do acting gigs whenever I got chosen for something.
Right.
And it started out, I got in contact with the Watkins Film School and started doing things for the students there. And it kind of snowballed from that point. I got an agent, started doing commercials and music videos, whatever came along.
And music video? No.
Music video.
We talked earlier, didn't we?
Yes. Daryl Worley.
Daryl Worley, Craig Campbell, and Joe D. Messina.
Awesome.
So it was an interesting venture for 10 years. I lived in Nashville for 10 years and then came back to Kentucky to do some other stuff. But I'm still hoping to kind of ease back into some film industry stuff. I'm working on a movie right now with Spencer, and that's you know, going to be a little while before we get that done.
Right.
But
that's exciting.
There's a lot
though.
Going on right now with, you know, the distillery, selling booze. You know, I have a haunted house now, and I do a lot of community work.
Yeah. Awesome. You are busy.
There's a lot going on.
You're busy. I don't know. Yeah, you don't have time.
It's a haunted seed mill.
Yeah, Trick Terror haunted terror. Seed mill. It's at the old Broadbent seed mill there in Katy's.
How fun. My kid would love that.
This is our fifth year doing it, and I'm really excited. We've had so much fun with that. It's been a real adventure.
So is it walk-through, train through?
It's a walk-through haunted house. It's inside.
Bev can't go to that either.
Oh, come on. I have a flashlight. I'll walk you through.
She'll tell everybody,
I've actually
yell.
Done that for people.
If I can have these with music playing.
Yeah.
There you go.
While we're going through.
Yeah.
Just keep my eyes shut.
Well, that's acting, isn't it? Are you in it, or are you overseeing
it? No, I just I rebuild the sets every year and then run the place and oversee everything. I let all the actors do the acting.
It's still a production, isn't it?
Exactly. It's just it's a different kind of production. I mean, basically, the actors do the same thing all night. You know, for about 5 hours, they scare the customers and have a good time. We laugh at people that get scared, and there you have it.
See, you just had to have a camera if I went through there. You could use it for sound effects, probably.
Oh, you'd be surprised at what I see on the camera system I have installed in there. I've seen some pretty funny stuff.
Ooh, I can imagine. Yikes. I don't know if I'd want to watch those cameras. Woo. So what else in your life? You look pretty fit. So did you do your own stunts? Did you have a stunt double?
Yeah, I mean, I like doing my own stunts.
You're a stunt double.
I haven't done stunts a whole lot.
Who's going to stunt you? Yeah. I think you're already there.
I didn't really make a forward career out of stunt work, but I love it so much. Whether it's, you know, physical stunt work or driving a vehicle or what have you. One cool thing, I think this is cool. I did stunt double for Kevin Sorbo one time in Fire From Below. That was a sci-fi movie. And I have to say that was a little bit miserable because I had to dive into an underground flowing river.
Oh my God.
It was in the middle of December when we shot this.
Oh, goodness.
So you can imagine. And I had to wait for two other actors to dive in behind me and then come up.
No way.
So needless to say, we did that very quickly and got out of there.
Wow. That is, now where was that? That was in?
That was at the Marengo Caves in Indiana, I believe.
How That's cool. Where, yeah,
that was an interesting production. It was very fast-paced.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen like that. We don't have cool things like that, do we? No cool Not stories. Yet. Not no, yet. Oh, you're going. Oh.
It's happening. It'll happen, I'm sure. Oh. She's getting before we get done.
Okay. Yeah. You're not diving in
you
a river?
You never know where we're going.
I don't. So we had a ball. Georgette was on our podcast not too long ago. She's so fun, isn't she?
She is a doll. I love her to death. Her husband's a cool guy. They're just great people.
You wouldn't, I don't know. I guess I would never, if they said, do you know her? What's she like? Something I would have never thought. Down to earth.
Absolutely.
Funny.
Absolutely.
We had such a fun time with her. So, and Spencer and her and you are Appleson whiskey.
Yes.
And we made drinks with it, and we drank them that day. Well, you were here, weren't you?
Yeah, I was here.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You were in the background.
That is just that's some of the best whiskey I've ever had in my life. And I'm a beer guy, but this stuff here, I can sip on this every now and then. It's just really, really smooth. If you haven't tried it and you need to, I'm telling you, you're going to love it.
That sounds good.
Well, I can't let him plug that and not plug ours.
Yeah. Your turn.
Yeah, because you got to plug ours. It's not a time goes by that ain't your grandpappy's moonshine.
That's right. Absolutely.
Have you tried the moonshines?
I have. It's really good.
Okay, I'm gonna put you on. What's your favorite one? I'm gonna put you on the spot.
I mean, I can't pick just one. They're all good.
Oh, that's
they are literally all.
They really
good.
Are. Yeah. They really are. I think our the one that gets us the most that just blows my mind that he nailed the is sawdust.
Yeah. Johnny and Keith, they use all natural flavors.
So they could take.
Which gives it
so much more flavor.
A good flavor. Yeah. And I honestly did take a pie down there while they were putting that together.
Well, yeah, because they wanted to get that full with the whipped cream, the bananas. You got to have that full taste of it.
And the pecans.
Yes, it's very good. Okay, we're not drinking. We're here.
Okay.
Well, we appreciate you.
Thank you.
We had a ball. We learned so much. Your life is a little bit more exciting than peddling pork podcasts. But
It's a pork cast. Now we have a new
Never a dull moment.
No, it isn't. And we, you know, now I think you're going to make some new fans. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to watch. The zombies, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, my son, he loves, you know, he's a zombie game. Was there not a Walking Dead game that they play on?
I believe there is. I mean, the Walking Dead market was so huge. I mean, there's everything. All the merchandise alone was crazy. There's so much out there.
There is. And that's what I think of, you know, I told him this morning, and he was like, can I stay home and play games and think of it? No, you got to go to school. Well, we appreciate you. We're glad to meet you. Honored to have you. And y'all go watch that Walking Dead and say hello to Lee in episode 8 when he gets blown up.
Absolutely.
Season 8, episode 1. The 100th
episode of the series. Yeah. And come see us at Drake Terror Haunted Scene.
Oh, that's
true. You got to come see us.
Yes. Well, first we're going there. Tell us, when is that? That's it.
We start on September 22nd this month, and it's on Friday and Saturday nights from 7 till midnight through October 28th. And I have a gimmick I'm doing this year. So with your paid admission, you get a ticket, and you go through the haunt. And when you're done, if you make it out,
good luck.
You come out the exit, and there's a hot dog stand there, and I'm giving away a free hot dog, chips, and a bottle of water to every customer that pays their admission.
Well, isn't that nice?
So it's a freebie. It's just an incentive to get you guys out there and come see us. I mean, who doesn't want, you know, something to eat after a haunted house? So
me, I'm usually like sick.
I would be like, ooh.
But I know kids would.
No,
I will have to bring. That sounds like fun. I will bring.
See, my daughters would love that. They love haunted house. They didn't get there.
We have a lot of fun there.
Me and Bev are coming, aren't we?
We will. And if Dave might have to come and film that.
If you've never seen the Seed Mill, it's a one-of-a-kind building. This place was built in the 40s by Austrian POWs back in the World War II era.
Oh, really?
But the building, and many might think, you know, well, it's probably dilapidated, fallen down. And it really, it's not. It was constructed of steel-reinforced concrete. That's the floors, the walls, everything. It's very, very solid and safe. It's not going anywhere.
That's awesome.
So it makes
and it makes
perfect.
A great haunted
it
house.
It is absolutely perfect. You will not see any other building like it anywhere in the world.
Is it first time it's been in the as a haunted house? Is this the first?
This is our fifth year.
Fifth year.
Yeah.
But it was never used like that before.
Right. It was an actual seed mill and a gift shop in the front. And I believe, if memory serves, everything closed down, I think in the 90s, late 90s, they put the gift shop on the other side of the interstate. So it sat there for a while, you know, doing nothing. I just approached the Broadbents one day and told them my idea.
Yeah.
And they loved it. So here we are.
Here we are. Well, thank you very much for joining us. We had a ball.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity. And thanks, everybody, for listening.
Well, we have learned a lot. And we hope to see you at the settlement. You coming back to see us?
Absolutely.
All right. And we'll have some moonshine and maybe some apple cider whiskey.
Now we're talking.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us on this Peddling Pork with podcast. And I don't mean any of that didn't make sense at all. But we're glad you joined us. And we'll see you at the settlement.
You took my line.
Sorry. Dang it.
Oops.
See you at the settlement.
There are two things that Patty's has always been famous for, our 2-inch pork chops and our homemade desserts. And now, number 3, Patty's Moonshine. A Kentucky proud product made locally by Silent Brigade Distillery, available at Patty's Settlement or online at patties1880s.com. And remember, this ain't your grandpappy's moonshine.